آمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Once upon a time, there were two people. These two people, they used to like each other. You know, these two people, they were a girl and a boy. They liked each other not for material things, but for higher values. Higher values such as good character, higher values such as religious values, higher values such as, you know, being sacrificing and being compromising. It's a very common trend in our society that it's pretty normal for two people to like each other. This story which I'm telling you is very special, and maybe many of you can relate to it. You know, they were talking to each other and they were spending a lot of time together, chatting, you know, doing texting and things like that. And they used to see each other every now and then. But this one day, you know, they decided something. They made a pact. And this pact was made because they used to think many things. They used to regret, you know, whenever they used to talk to each other in emotions, because now, you know, the likeness became something very emotional, something, you know, a deep sort of a likeness. There was a regret in their heart, somewhere inside their heart, that this is not right. And as goes the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said, sin is that which wavers in your heart, and you like that this sin is not known to anyone else. This is what sin is. So this is what they used to feel, you know, when they used to become emotional for each other, when they used to, you know, when they feared that they may cross limits while meeting or while talking to each other. This was a very good sign, you know. This means that their heart was alive. This means that their nafsul lawwama was alive. There was something that used to pinch them. And both of them, they had a lot of khair. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this in their heart. And they said to each other, they made a pact. They said that now we need to decrease talking, because this chatting thing, it drags us somewhere else, you know. And especially when meeting, we need to eliminate this meeting, because this is something which are footsteps to bigger evils. They made this pact and they started to practice patience. They said that we'll be patient. They said that we'll pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each other. And they were both very sincere with each other. Brothers and sisters, my purpose of telling you this story is to tell you that this story may be of you. This story may be of many a youth out there. Many a youth who get into this thing, which is quite natural, considering that we are in co-education system and our society has a lot of intermingling. But what's special in this story? The special thing in this story is that these people had a lot of khair in themselves. They had a lot of khair in their heart. And this heart, this goodness, dragged them to good rather than to evil. Many a people, they start with this by liking someone, you know, and then by approaching them, by indulging in chatting, and all the night they are chatting, and then it, you know, drags them to exchanging pictures, and then it drags them to meeting somewhere, and then it drags them to being physical, and then this is where destruction starts. These individuals, first thing we need to learn, these individuals liked each other not for material reasons, you know, that she is very beautiful or he is very handsome and things like that. Rather, they liked each other for higher values. Ki ye achha insaan hai, and I like this person because of such and such value. Number two, these people were responsible. They showed responsibility. They decided that this is an irresponsible attitude, because this is going to drag us to evil, and this is not what we want. We don't want to harm each other. So it's better to stay away from each other and be patient, and to make dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if He has written it, then it will come to pass and nothing can stop it from happening. That's very special, my dear brothers and sisters. I salute all those people who are being patient and who are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are afraid of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they fear harming each other. Understand the strategy of the devil, of the shaitan. He's our enemy. He wants that these two individuals, they chat with each other and they stay connected with each other a lot without any, you know, legitimate relationship. And then what does he want? That after they are connected so much, he drags them to evil. He drags them to, you know, exchanging pictures. He drags them, he you know, wakes their lust up. He wakes their desires. This is what's happening. This is what we have been told while we counsel a lot of youth. And they are facing a lot of problem. They realize that this is a problem. So my dear brothers and sisters, my message to all of you is please recognize this evil strategy of shaitan, and please recognize that you are responsible individuals and you won't harm each other. Remember this, my sister. If he loves you, if he likes you, he will not harm you. He will not harm you psychologically. He will not harm you physically or in any other sense. And if she likes you, similarly, she is not going to harm you in any sense. And, you know, you both need to be very patient. And you both need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. You both need to not cross the hudood set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there to take care of everything. And at the end of the day, we are happy with the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah.